The Australian Climate Commission is warning today that Australia must prepare for more extreme weather events like the deadly floods, heat waves and fires we've experienced over the last few years. In its latest report, the Commission finds that the basic features of Australia's climate system have now shifted. In a moment, we'll hear from the Federal Minister for Climate Change and some of those emergency services officers charged with responding to natural disasters. But first, let's hear from one of the commissioners responsible for the report. Professor Hughes is an ecologist at Macquarie University who's represented Australia at the UN and on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. She told me that this report, which is called The Critical Decade, Extreme Weather, should highlight the urgency of acting to cut our greenhouse gas emissions.
To stabilise the climate to within a level that we can all live with, we really need to start acting sooner rather than later. So that's why we call this the critical decade.
Now, your report today claims to have new knowledge about the impact of climate change on Australia's weather and ecosystems. How solid is your evidence? Is it based on factual observation or the sort of predictive, speculative models that have drawn so much criticism?
Well, look, it's based on a lot of things. The report brings together the latest peer-reviewed literature on what has happened already in our climate, both in Australia and globally, what the impacts of extreme events in Australia have been that we have seen, but it also uses extremely sophisticated modelling to project those impacts and effects into the future.
You say that it brings together evidence, it's relying on existing sources, so what is new?
Well, what this report is aimed at doing is bringing the science to the people. We've put together the latest literature and we've tried to write the report in a way that makes that scientific literature accessible to the public. We can regard the sorts of extreme events that we've seen, for example, over the last few years and particularly over the last summer as a window on the future. You know, over the last summer, which the Climate Commission has called the angry summer, we've seen record heat waves, we've seen extreme bushfire conditions and loss of property due to bushfires, we've seen some very significant and very expensive flooding events and storm surges. And we really need to view all these events not in isolation but as part of a trend for the future. We need to prepare for them and we need to do our absolute best to cut greenhouse gases, to stabilise the climate, to prevent them getting to the point at which we cannot adapt.
The report finds that the basic features of the climate system have now shifted. What does that mean and how worried should we be about that?
Well, over the last few decades, because we have put more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, there is a lot more energy in the climate system. And because warmer air is capable of holding more water, there's a lot more capacity for extreme events like heavy rainfall. So the best analogy is to imagine that the climate system is like rolling a dice, and we have now loaded the dice so that certain outcomes are becoming more probable. And those outcomes are these sorts of extreme events, many of which we have seen over this last summer.
Well, we've all seen the extremely hot weather of the last summer, and two summers ago it was deadly floods in Queensland, and in 2009 the fires in Victoria. But many people would say, look, this is nothing new in a land of drought and flooding rains, a land of extremes. How do you answer them?
Well, Australia is certainly a land of extremes, but by loading the dice towards more energy in the climate system, we are getting more extremes. So, for example, we have had twice as many extreme hot days as we did in the 1960s. Heat records are being broken at three times the rate of cold records. Look, just this last summer, what we saw in various parts of the East Coast was a very direct impact of hot weather on species, and that is the flying foxes. Flying foxes don't control their temperature terribly well when it gets very hot, and we literally saw hundreds, possibly thousands of flying foxes literally dropping out of the trees when it got too hot.
What evidence is there, though, that these extreme weather events are due to global warming?
We know that the climate has shifted over the last few decades. We know that the system holds more energy and more heat than it did prior to us putting lots of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. We know that when it is hotter, we get more evaporation from the surface of the sea. And all of these things combined increase the likelihood of the sorts of extreme events that really cause severe impacts.
How do you determine what is extreme? What is beyond the normal?
Well, if we imagine that, for example, temperature over a year is what we would describe as a bell-shaped curve, so a curve with a hump in the middle and longer tapering ends. As that average is shifted, what happens if the distribution of temperatures over the year stays the same? We get very much fewer cold days and an increase in very, very hot days. And in fact, we get a proportionally greater increase in hot days.
And are you saying that there is a point where that moves to such an extent that it is regarded as a climate system that's now shifted and can't be moved back?
We're not saying the climate system can't be moved back, but it will take a long time to stabilise the climate system, and the sooner we get really serious about doing that, the better.
The report finds that for Melbourne, Canberra and Adelaide, the number of hot days is already at the level predicted for 2030. Did that surprise you? Were there many cases where the predictions have been too conservative?
Yes, I think it surprised all of us. So yes, if anything, many of the predictions from models are too conservative, which means we need to take these new predictions even more seriously than before.
Do you expect this report to put an end to scepticism about the seriousness of climate change?
I don't think any one report or any one scientist is going to do that. What the Climate Commission is concerned with is gathering together the best and most up-to-date science, presenting it in a way that is accessible to the public, and hopefully people will make up their own minds.
Professor Hughes, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Eleanor.
That's Professor Leslie Hughes, one of Australia's climate commissioners, talking about the Commission's latest report on extreme weather in Australia.